Nick Hansen?
Hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, of course you do. We talked about this last month. We're not getting anywhere, so I didn't want to be a part of Local Splash anymore. That was the whole conversation.
Who did you talk to last month? Do you remember?
I'll have to see if I wrote it down somewhere. But yeah, I said already last month and the month before that. That's why we got a free month was to try and see if we could do something, and absolutely nothing happened. All I'm getting is spam. There's nothing, you know. I couldn't justify it last month, and I, you know, we're going out of season too. So I was. That's why I said, look, I'll just do my social media myself instead of using these companies, because it's the same every time, you know?
Right. So here's the thing. I don't have any records of a cancellation request last month, the prior month, even, you know, I went all the way back to January. I didn't see anything. So,
really? I've talked to three different people about this, and that's the reason why y'all gave me a 3 month was because I wanted to cancel and y'all wanted to keep me and show that you could do something for me. So,
back to that 6-3, because there was a service credit on 6-3, but I want to see. Okay, here, Abraham talked to you. Let's see. Spoke with Elizabeth, and they had only been with us for 5 weeks. I told them to give it one more month and we would waive the monthly fee. And then it says, did they discuss the 3-day rule? Yes. So what he did was he offered you the 3 month as a retention effort, knowing that you would automatically be charged on August 11th. And if you didn't want to continue, you could call us 3 business days prior to August 11th to cancel. But since that didn't happen, there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions, Nick, that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 11th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is an option, though. I don't know if you recall, but your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. And now that you're ranking on Google, I don't know if you even need those extra ads. So if we took those off,
I'm not getting a single phone call from your services. Not one phone call has not been a scam. Not one message has not been a scam or somebody saying that I'm using their pictures and they were going to sue me even though it's my personal pictures. Literally nothing has gotten through. And the only calls I've gotten on this Local Splash number I can see when it comes up is you guys calling me. Like right now. Nobody else has called me through that Local Splash number. There's nothing.
Well,
so like I said to her, Abraham back then, I don't want any of this. You know, I don't need it, and I don't need to be hooked on a huge expense every month that's not helping me any. And when you go in on the dashboard, it might show, but it's literally you guys trying to call me or calling me, and then it's a F ton of scammers and people that want me to share their prayers and whatever, not about, you know, all kinds of stupid shit. It's literally all useless. Spam or scam. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't see all of that. I see the messages that are coming in. I saw that Megan Atherton called you, but that was a 1 second call, so she probably got your voicemail and hung up. Before that, there was a Ben Will.
Well, that's the thing. Every time I get a phone call through you guys, every time it comes and says you are getting a call or there is a call that just, it never calls my phone. It never actually calls. It just says that there is a call coming or whatever, you know, that message says, you have a call or you got a call from the local
special,
whatever
it is. You can't pick it up when it calls?
It doesn't call. It just says, gives me a text message saying that there was a call.
Huh. Let's see, because there was a call on July 11th, that was a 20-minute call, so you must have talked to someone if it went on for 20 minutes. Let me see. It could have been...
Yeah, that's one of your reps that called me.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I get them with you. Like, just right now, I got it with you, but I get all these messages saying that there are phone calls coming in, but they don't come in. It doesn't show up on my phone. It just gives me a text message. The only phone calls that I'm getting... is literally, I mean, with the local splash number or whatever, when it comes, the only ones that actually come through is when you guys call me. All the other ones are just text messages. It doesn't even have a missed call. It doesn't have any kind of anything. It just sends me a message that says, hey, you have a call, or you got a call, or whatever. You know, that message, you know, that it, you know,
yes,
what I mean?
Yes,
the message that comes through.
Yeah, the local lead one. Well, one thing I can see is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 263 times, and you've had 34 Google actions, including clicks to the site and clicks to call you from the first page, which is phenomenally well considering that industry standard to even get on the first page is 90 days, right? So you've had like a really, you know, solid amount of activity considering the account is so fresh. But if you want to cancel it, we'll definitely honor it. I just can't do it with the past due balance. But one thing you could do is switch your package to just website hosting only, and that's just $49 a month. And then once I collect that, I could go in and cancel it, because if not, you have another payment coming up on September 11th. And I don't want that to happen to you either, you know, if you're not happy. Or you may want to just keep it where, you know, you do the $49 a month, and that way you get to keep the AmericanDreamTeam.net. You know what I mean? Since that is your web address. Because if not, the site will come down. And, you know, being that it's 2024, most businesses, bare minimum, at least need a website. Have you seen the site, and do you like at least the layout of the site or anything like that?
Last time I checked it had a bunch of mistakes in it, but let's see. The American. Let's see.
Are you Danish, by the way?
Yeah.
I thought so. My mom's from Copenhagen, Denmark, and her maiden name is Rasmussen. But in Denmark, as you know, all of the S-E-N's, you know. So when I saw your name, I thought, I wonder if he's Danish. That's awesome. Yeah. Aw. I haven't been since I was a kid, but my mom, she passed away a few years ago, but she kept talking about going back and visiting Tivoli Garden again. And I forget what the little city's called where Hans Christian Andersen was born, but my cousin lives there. I guess you have to go in like a tunnel underground to go visit it. So do you know what it's called, or?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
You can't remember? Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I see the...
Yeah, so that orange banner on there, that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, so that will come down right away. But, you know, it does also show in the notes that you were previously, you know, contacted by one of those scam companies called Townsquare, and they'll call you and they'll say, oh, your website is not up to Google practices, and it's copy and paste, and this is wrong with it, and that is wrong with it. And they'll tell you that just to scare you so that hopefully you sign up with them. But, you know, actually our sites are 100% highly rankable Google compliant sites. And to me, it looks like it's laid out very nicely. I don't see any errors in it. But if you go through it and you see errors...
When somebody told me, look, use nice photos, and the only photo that I can find on this website that's been used is a photo of a lot before I make the actual patio, the actual hardscaping. It's just a bulldozed lot with a fence, instead of using some of the photos that actually have the full hardscaping, you know, in the background you'll see it. And I don't know, I mean, I'm trying to look at gallery and all these different things, but every single button says, the page you're looking for cannot be found, return home.
Yeah, That's just because of the problem with the payment. But let me look on your dashboard and see the pictures that you sent, because one thing we can do if you want to go with that $49 package and just keep the website is we could have, you know, that department reach out to you and get the pictures laid out exactly the way you want. Because sometimes when people upload them through the dashboard, we'll just get like a whole folder. And, you know, they do the best they can to, you know, put the folders in the correct sections and whatnot. But sometimes, you know, if the business owner's on the phone, we can get it set up, you know, a lot better. Because I do see on your dashboard, you've sent us an album with photos. I see the logo. I see the cover photo. And I see all of the photos that you sent us. They're actually loading. But once it loads, it'll show me how many you have.
Do you know what my username is so I can see these things too? I'm sure I know my password, but I have no idea what my username is.
Let me look it up. If you try to log on right now, it probably won't let you just because the account's in suspension, but once it's up to speed, it will let you in. But the username, I just looked, it's your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, just the 706-333-8858, and the password is bestclicks. It's all lowercase, all one word. So what I just did was I sent you an email that has your login credentials. And if you wanted to do that $49, what I can do is, you know, once that's collected, you can get right back into your dashboard and then you can go on there and you can see the pictures that we have in a folder. If not, I can screenshot it and send it to you just so that you can see it.
Okay. The thing is, I don't have $249 right now. I need to get paid first, which will happen on either next Wednesday or next Friday. I'm finishing up a big job, and I'm waiting for the payment there, and then I'll pay you guys. But let's see.
Okay.
You want $249 from me.
If you want to keep the same package, yes. But if you want to shave off the Facebook ads, we could do $149. Or if you want to just do the website, we can do $49. So I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $49, but if you think that that would work, I'll definitely get it, you know, approved for you. I'll get it overridden.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, it's really not doing much for me, that whole $249 package. It's to me, mm-hmm. It seems like I'm not getting anything out of it, so... But you are right. The website is a good thing to have, and if I can continue to put in, you know, photos in the gallery and refer to the website, then that's obviously a good idea. That's a good thing, and that's a good compromise.
Absolutely.
Too, because then we can always figure out, you know, if we have some kind of something that might work. But I haven't gotten anything whatsoever out of it, and as you know, I'm on Angie's list too, and I got in the last week, I got 19 leads.
Wow!
You know, so so I'm on the top.
That's
of Angie's.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, expensive. I don't know. I mean, it's $350, and I get at least, you know, what was the name? So that's, you know, almost 80 leads a month, and I haven't gotten a single lead out of 250. A month, you know what I mean? So to me,
yeah,
Angie's makes more sense if you look at it from my perspective. But at the same time, it's not the same services. So if I can get you guys with the website, and then I can continue to get my work out of Angie's until, you know, if you guys come up with something that actually works, you know, then great. If not, then we'll just do website. But I, you know, that would make sense to me.
Like you said, that's a good compromise, because I've had people get jobs off of having just the website from other sources, and one of them was Angie Leads. It was funny because a guy called me several months ago, and he said, you know, can you help me open up the lead on my website? I can't open it. So when I opened it, it said, we want to hire you for that $8,000 job that, you know, you bid on last week. And he said, that's the strangest thing. That didn't come from Google, that came from Angie Leads. I went out and bid on them, and I remember the situation. And I told them, well, guess what they did after you went out there and you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice website and it was valid and there were good things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. You know, so if you want to do that, we can absolutely. So do you still need to wait for that job to finish to do the $49, or do you think that that's doable today? Or
yeah, I can do $49. Let's see. What account do you, oh yeah, you guys are using, yeah, it's a different card.
8901, it says it.
8901, yeah, that's, give me a second.
Sure.
There we go. So the card that you're going to be using is, are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 51080502-6377 9717.
And expiration?
727.
And the code?
400.
400?
Yep, 400.
And it's still the Amber Lane for the billing address?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. Now, when you get paid on that job, if you decide to upgrade and go back to the 149 package or the 249, we can do that for you, and I would prorate the difference as long as you do it within 2 weeks. So let's say that you wanted to, you know, go back to the 149 without the Facebook ads and just see what the Google placement will do for you going into your fourth month, then you can absolutely do that, and I would just charge you 200 because you, or actually just 100 because you just paid the 49. You see what I mean?
All right.
Then if you want the Facebook ads, the same thing would be applicable where I would prorate it for you.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, yep, so I just got the green light for you, Nick. So if you see that orange banner on the site, it will be removed within one business day. And then if you try to log in again using those credentials that I sent you, you should be able to get back in now that it's paid. If for some reason you can't, just wait a couple of minutes and refresh your screen and you'll be able to get in fine. And then do you want me to have someone from the web department reach out to you about putting those photos in the correct order, or do you want to try to kind of rearrange them on the dashboard yourself and see if that helps?
I'm going to go try using the dashboard and see what's what with that. I'll have a little
okay.
bit of time this weekend. I can play around with it, and we'll see.
Perfect.
Otherwise, I can always ask to be called, right?
Yeah, please do. If you play around with the dashboard, any revisions that you make there, they're sent to our technicians, and they'll automatically update it within 1 to 3 business days. But if you're, you know, doing it and you thought, gosh, I really wish I would have had someone call me, then just call in, and then we'll have someone kind of walk you through it, and they'll do the revisions with you live, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nick. Bye.